God has a special relationship with Israel and has all the way back to Abraham. And it's no secret that they've, in other videos you can see the military intervention, the divine intervention to protect Israel as a nation state. The fact they are a nation state, in fact, is miraculous. But they've repopulated land, repurposed the land, they've been reestablished the land, they revived their language. All of the things that were prophetically promised to Israel have come to pass. But that's Israel. That's not you. What is it? God uses Israel in his relationship to the Jews to teach the rest of us what he's like and what being in relationship with him is like. You may be scattered. Maybe you're scattered. Maybe your life is a bit scattered. Maybe you're all over the place. Maybe you lack purpose and direction. And you need to gather. You need to be gathered up again. And put into singleness of mind. Like maybe you're scattered with anxiety or fear or worry or dread or purposelessness. Israel was the same. And God promised Israel, he promises you. He promises you he's going to take that fear and that anxiety from you and regather you together for his purpose. That's all found in a relationship with Christ. Maybe, you know, just like God revived the Hebrew language, it was scattered across the earth. It was diluted. It was only in a few books. It wasn't even used. But yet in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9, he promised it was going to resurge again as a pure language for his people. I can think back of how I used to speak, what I used to say, how I used to curse people, the profanity that came out of my mouth. The Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's what a relationship with Christ is like. He's going to gather you up for a purpose, put you back together again. It says in Colossians chapter 1 that he holds all things together. So you feel like you're falling apart, he wants to hold you together. And he wants to revive your heart again. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. Listen to some of the things that come out of your mouth. The things you don't want to say, but you say. The things you regret having said. That's not a condition of discipline, that's a condition of the heart. If you're not a person of faith in relationship with Christ, you probably feel scattered and you probably have this language issue on some level. The other thing is that Israel received the retribution of the nations. What does that mean? It means they had a hard time sometimes. They were, look at the Holocaust. Look at the Assyrians, the Babylonians. Look at the Egyptians. I mean, they have a long history of disobedience and a long history of tribulation. 70% of the Jews were annihilated off the face of the earth during the Holocaust. Think about that. And only a few years later, they became their own nation state. God promises that there is difficulty on this earth. I don't know who thinks heaven on earth is a reality. It's not. If you've been hurt, you've been abused, you've been neglected, you've been betrayed, you've been cheated on, you've been stolen from, in a relationship with Christ, a friendship, a faith-filled love relationship with Christ, he gathers you together, he revives your heart and your language, and he repurposes you to overcome that. Without Christ, and you've been hurt, I don't know how. I really don't know how you can live without some sense of resentment or bitterness towards those who hurt you. To never have been forgiven by Christ is likely to never have the ability to forgive others. And I say that as a Christ who was beaten, was betrayed, was neglected, was abused, was violated, okay? So he knows that. So Israel was received the retribution of the nations, they revived their language, they were scattered, they repurposed their land. God can repurpose you. You've got incredible gifts. You've got incredible uniqueness. You have incredible passions. In a relationship with him, he can use those gifts and those passions for his glory, for his purpose. He can empower you and gift you and give you a part of himself molded together with your gifts to change human hearts and human lives. That's amazing. It's called ministry, service. Anyway, just like Israel, you've received a promise. Now, whether you've accepted that promise or not, I do not know. But the promise that he'd never leave you nor forsake you, that many are the plans he has for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to forgive you, plans to receive you, plans to empower you, plans to purpose you, plans to free you, plans to use you for the betterment of the world. God has a plan and a purpose for you, and he has given you a promise. And what he promises, frankly, he does. Look at the nation of Israel. Look at the miraculous that took place in the wars in some of these other videos. Look at how they're actually a state today in the other videos. Look at how they've actually overcome five nations at one time when they really didn't even have a military. I don't know where you are in your life, but if you look at these videos on Israel, here's what you'll come to the conclusion. If he'll do that for them, he'll do that for me. Because he died for them and they rejected him. He died for me and I can accept him. Think about it. You and I need Christ more than we need anything else. If you're looking for a thing to fix you, you need a person. His name is Christ. You're looking for a relationship to fix you. It's not first any other human being. It's first him who came in the form of a man. Think about this. Where are you with this Christ? This Christ who died for the world and makes himself known through Israel and her history. Think about this. This is very important. There's your life point for today.